entertainment, information, streaming underground.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones, rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some, so I said, I'm stuck.
Well, there's no reason to be stuck here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! That's right. You are listening to Streaming Underground, 10th show edition.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thanks for being here. That's Warren G, as promised, to good old Leaford.
Regulate.
That's right. He wanted the regulators. He's been begging that to be our show intro for several shows now. So we thought we'd accommodate.
Forever. Thank you.
Give old
thank
Mr. Dumford his dues.
Thank you.
So thank you, man. I'm glad you guys could be here with us tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the last 9 shows. We hope that the 10th one will be equally as delicious for you.
Well,
thanks for hanging out. You've been over at our Facebook page, of course, online. We love you. We're going to kick off tonight's show with the big announcement.
Ooh.
For 4 weeks, we've been holding a contest to give away a t-shirt of your choice. That's right. All you had to do was go online and submit a photo with you and your favorite superhero. Any way, shape, or form, ever how you fancy. And, of course, a t-shirt could be yours. And so tonight, we're going to make a decision here in the studio.
Uh-oh.
Now, I've been perusing through the uploaded photos. Mm-hmm. I have a personal favorite. I don't know if you guys have gone through and made a decision on what you like.
Here again.
Okay, so we're going to get and pull these up. We're going to take a vote here in the studio tonight to make a decision to see who's going to get the free t-shirt from who, Scott?
Five Finger Tees.
Yeah. That's the guy that does all our sponsorship. He's clearly prepared.
From a t-shirt guy on a...
Perfect. There we go.
Wow.
That are Pete Rose Avenue way.
His name's Bob Sells Shirts.
The answer from Scott are coming pretty. Like hand grenades. Pull the pin and wait 5 seconds.
That's
go
right.
Boom. Answer.
Yeah.
And a shirt will blow
all right,
up
Scott,
in your face.
While we bring up the contestants, why don't you tell us who do we have in the studio tonight?
Nothing but beauty.
Oh,
that's right.
Nothing
thank
but
you.
Beauty.
Thank you.
We're going to take another picture. I see that I shamed you out of your jammies, Mike Whittemore.
I did. You did shame me out of my jammies.
I thought they were pure sexy.
But you traded the jammies for is that Miami or Hawaii? It's a Hawaii...
Aloha.
Aloha hat.
It's a visor.
It's a visor.
With a phone cord.
Yeah. Nice.
With a curly cube phone cord around the back.
That's right.
That's a shoestring.
Yeah.
No, it ain't.
That's one of them shoestrings you put in your shoes so you don't have.
He's dead sexy.
Like when you had British Knights, you put those like really curly. They were pink, though. Like with Michael Rourke worm.
British Knights.
Like neon pink. Or what was that? LA
it
Gear?
Was the last
did you
guys
have LA Gear?
I had LA Gear was fabulous.
Yeah.
BK.
Ghetto fabulous.
BK Knights. Or was it?
British Knights.
British
BK.
Knights. BK. BK and then LA Gear. And then LA Gear came out with the light up shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first light up
first
shoe.
First ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are sweet.
Now, who else do we have in the studio besides myself?
Lee.
Hey.
He mixed it up for sure. He's got a gray softball shirt on.
Yeah.
Gray softball shirt.
It's my personal mission now.
But this one's different because instead of blue only letters, it has red with a blue shadow. USSA. What does that stand for? United States Softball Sucks Association.
That's what it stands for. That's cool. You guys give out t-shirts for that.
Yeah.
It says runner up on it. So
being last
thank
place.
You. Thank you.
First loser.
First loser. Loser. Congratulations.
First, you're last.
That's right.
Ricky Bobby.
Dan O'Mac, Dan from the Dirty Dean.
What's up?
Graduating from correspondent to in-house host. He's got a hoverboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see this? At work, did you see it?
Hey, look at this hoverboard.
That's
dude.
A hoverboard for real.
For his laptop?
For real.
It like, makes it float.
Check it out.
Nice.
In honor of Ted Wilson from last week.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Connect the dots.
Yeah, Ted Wilson or Tom Wilson. That's
what's
cool.
Up in the Dean, Dan?
We're still a little muddy, but we're drying out.
Nice. Okay.
We got an Italian restaurant.
No way. What's it called?
Milano Cucina.
In it's Aberdeen?
Awesome. It's awesome.
Milano Cucina.
Yeah.
Milano
it's ran by a Polish family.
Sounds French, Mexican.
No, it's very good. It's very good. What? That's very good.
Sign language is going on.
For real.
I'm telling Dan he's got to talk into his mic.
It's
and
good.
I'm having to make some uncomfortable gestures to get his attention.
It looked like you wanted me to make out with the mic.
Well, no, I'm telling you, you're over here talking about delicious Italian food. All the while, you're doing it from the back room of the basement.
Sorry.
10-second Frencher.
But yeah, it's a pretty good restaurant. What? So
nice. Speaking of Janice,
it looks like cow hide.
We're looking at the pictures on the Streaming Underground Facebook page.
Okay.
And
who else we have in the studio?
Pretty epic.
Half sleeve, always.
Always.
Mixing it up again with another black t-shirt.
Dude, for real, right?
You can't go.
This one's got
wrong.
Tape on
he's
the front.
A menace to society.
If he ever robs a bank, he'll wear a white suit and no one will ever know it was
that's
him.
That's right. Yeah.
I think it was Michael Rourke. Nope.
Nah, he wears a black
shirt.
He was wearing a black.
Right. And it got me. I got a.
Black shirt on.
Black with Green Lantern on it.
Green Lantern. Nice. Did you go see that movie?
No.
Nobody did.
It looks ridiculous.
You and nobody
absolutely
else.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a Ryan Reynolds horrible. Fan.
Yeah.
Closet fan. But
really?
Not
closet?
That kind of closet. Not that closet, Danny Dan.
Late breaking news here on Streaming Underground.
Scott Trent, come out the closet.
Well, of course, we've got a full studio tonight. We're glad that we could all be together. And we are flipping through our photos. And so here's what we've got. We've got... Brandi Bricker is dressed up as Wonder Woman, full on with a cape and all that business.
She's a wonder.
Yep. We've, who do we have
That's
here?
Sarah J.
This is Sarah J. She's dressed with a Superman t-shirt on. Thank you, Sarah
nice.
J.
Nice.
Striking a pose.
I always love to see these kind of MySpace photo. Yeah, this photo's a little dated, clearly.
Yeah.
I like to look around what's going on in people's houses. First off, we have the same couch. I don't know if she knows this
yeah.
or not.
Yeah.
We do have the same exact couch and
the exact
fan,
same mess.
Yeah, she's a fan of Vitamin Water.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is that a PlayStation 3 game?
I think it's a PlayStation 3 game.
Yeah. Yes.
Some other stuff. She has a nice
controller,
knockoff coach purse, and a hoodie.
Is that a Beretta?
It could have been. A Beretta, yeah. Is that a machine gun and a key full of Coke? All right. So yeah. Thanks, Sarah right. J.
Yeah.
We also have Davina.
Yep.
Davina with a holding a little a Spidey, a little Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Nice. It's a cute photo. It's just a little bathroom pic. Not bad. And
some
crazy guy. Looks like he's about to rip somebody's head off.
He's actually not
was
in
that
the...
Was that Cactus Jack?
I don't know who that was.
That was some...
Oh, there it is. And this is one of our other entries. This is Don Newman. He's dressed up as, I guess, a Bengals fan Punisher, I guess.
Serial killer.
He's dressed up as the Punisher sitting on a Harley.
Super killer.
Smoking a cigar.
Smoking a cigar with a Bengals hat. So, yeah. The guy's a true fan.
Yeah.
So he's looking good out on his Harley. And these are our picks for tonight.
There's another finalist.
Oh, okay.
Oh, did an excellent job.
Some jabroni posts a photo where he's cut the lips out of a Batman. There it is.
Batman.
Yeah,
cut the lips out of Batman and basically put his mouth in. I'm going to say...
Looks like Batman and a catfish.
For real.
A batfish.
Batfish.
Last time I saw a mouth like that, I had a hook in it.
So as we're picking tonight's winner for the free t-shirt, I'm going to narrow down, at least from my opinion, I think it's definitely going to be...
We're missing one pick.
Who?
The very first one.
Was it Rachel?
Yes.
It was Rachel with a Green Lantern.
Yeah.
That's right. Let's see if we can pull that up real quick. Where's that at?
10-pound.
She's not.
What's a green channel cat?
I don't. She's a 10-pound channel cat.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. There's Rachel with Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
That's pretty good. That's a good photo.
That's good. Yeah.
Who is that?
I don't know. That's a contender now. She's actually blocking out. Looks like the Biebs.
There you go.
So I'm even more of a fan.
I tell you what, that puts her right in the
running. Bonus points.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll say Rachel. In the running.
Yeah.
I also liked Brandi dressed up as Wonder Woman. I think that's
the Bat Cat.
She went all out. She paid the price for that one.
She really did. And I would say the Punisher.
Those
are my top three.
He's got props.
That takes a lot of guts to get out there with a Bengals hat on.
Smoking
up. The Bengals hat's the stretch.
All right. Yeah. So let's pick a winner here. Top three is going to be congratulations, Don Newman. You're in the top three. Yeah. Brandi Bricker, you're in the top three. And Rachel Morgeson, congratulations. Morrison. You are in the top three. So we're going to take a vote now. We're going to start with Half Sleeve Johnson. No partiality, please, sir. Make an objective vote.
Mm. An objective vote.
Yes. Who's it going to come down to? You've got just a
3 seconds.
You've got just a few seconds. I'm going to throw in a little music for you here while
Alex
there you go.
What's wrong with Alex Trebek? He's a fine individual. Make your selection, sir. Who would you like to see?
What is your answer? Wonder Woman.
Discover the
what?
Wow, did, what was that?
Who was that? Awesome. It's like a Cialis commercial.
We just got hacked.
Hacked. You're going to say Wonder Woman?
I'm going to say Wonder Woman.
Okay, all right.
She went Brandy. All out.
She did go all out. Yeah. Dan, your selection, sir.
I'm going to vote Rachel.
You're going Rachel. All right. Yep. All right.
Mix it up.
All right.
Okay, so one for Wonder Woman.
One for Wonder Woman. One for Green Lantern.
One for Green Lantern.
Mr. Dumford.
Wonder Woman.
Oh.
Two.
Mr. Trent.
I'm going to vote for that Green Lantern just to make it interesting. Let the decision fall solely on your shoulders.
All comes down to Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah. Who's getting Christmas cards this year and who's not?
Yeah, for real.
This makes me uncomfortable.
Be squared.
I'm just going to tell you straight up.
That's good.
You should flip a coin.
This is the first and last
flip
contest.
Flip a coin?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Flip a coin.
I just don't know. Maybe I just don't know.
Think wrong.
Well, I know. And I feel like the only way I can really come to this decision is we should take a break.
Take a break.
And come back from the break with our
decision. Okay, Seacrest.
You like that? Yeah, that was very Seacrest.
We should just take a break.
Okay.
Right after this.
I don't know. I think we should take a break, and then we'll give me time to compose myself, think about it.
Amazing news. Too bad we can't
make a decision.
Too bad we can't give away T-shirts.
I know. It would have been nice, but there can only be one, sir.
Giving away a T-shirt is like...
There can only be one.
It's like doing taxes and a BM.
We'll be right back. Listening to Streaming Underground. Dim the lights. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's glorious.
That's a nice bass line.
I was going to give you a little music here for the winter, but you guys got freaked out.
Yeah, then King Richard walked in. Jeez. So,
King Richard walked in. Tonight's a night of obscure sound effects.
You want to hear it?
Bam!
There it is.
Half Sleeve had a good one last week.
I'm going to give it yeah, he did. Yeah, he had a little sound effect back there.
Hey,
he squeaked one out.
Whoa!
Hey! Wow, did you just go for round two?
On,
congratulations.
Impressive,
nice job.
Son.
Wow.
Impressive, sir.
Wow, you've been practicing.
Lasagna.
Yeah. A little bit. That was flawless.
He's been to the Aberdeen Italian joint.
All right. Luigi. Here we go. The winner of our four-week contest is going to be Brandy Bricker. Congratulations. Nice job.
Brandy,
I love the Wonder Woman. Yeah, thanks for being a diehard fan. We love you so much.
Yeah.
Brandy, we'll be contacting you this week to get all your information. You can pick the shirt you want. Head over to fivefingertees.com. Yeah. Find the shirt that you want. Send us information. We'll contact you, all the good stuff. We'll have our people get in touch with your people and send you a free T-shirt. And the good news is, with the free T-shirt, you're only responsible for shipping and handling and the cost of the T-shirt. So, No, we're just kidding. You'll get yourself a free T-shirt.
Brandy.
Oh, my goodness. Brandy.
Can we call her B-Squared?
B-Squared. Brandy Bricker.
Yeah.
So, congratulations. Pick the shirt of your choosings. And we'll hook you up. So, and we're going to roll out a new contest tonight at the end of the show, with it being show number 10. Of course, we're going to pull out all the stops. We're like Oprah in here. So we're pulling out all the stops, giving away all kinds of free stuff for everybody.
God. You get a shirt. You get a shirt.
Yeah.
You get Chiclets. Then you get a shirt.
Everyone look under your chair. It's a dead ferret. So we're going to be giving
There's
away.
Nothing.
We're going to be rolling out another contest here
sorry,
at the end
Mike,
of tonight.
Sorry, you have the ferrets, right?
Yeah, Mike's got ferrets.
How dare you, Mike?
I just tried to look under my chair, and I've leaned right into that.
There's barking spiders underneath his chair.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not. There's some exciting news about Tiger Woods.
What?
Tiger Woods.
I heard this.
Tiger Woods making a comeback. Uh-huh. And I don't know if you know, but ladies, look out. That's all I got to say is, ladies, look out. LLO is all I can say about Tiger Woods, because Tiger Woods, not only is his golf game improved, he's recovered from an injury, but ladies and gentlemen in the studio, Tiger Woods has a beard.
Nice.
A full-on what's-up chin-to-chin beard.
Chin-to-chin?
Chin-to-chin.
How do you plan to pick up chicks now, Tiger?
Well,
I
don't...
put on a beard with that fake accent.
Here's my thing. Tiger Woods, with a beard? Unstoppable.
Oh, yeah.
Unstoppable. Have you guys seen this?
I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
Got some lettuce.
I need you to get this. I need you to get this beard up on the website ASAP.
Okay.
It's it's just too good to be true. Because it's not just a, it's not just your everyday, you know, normal everything, you know, normal beer. This thing's going. It's delicious.
Is it like brine?
Look at this.
Wow.
Wow. Are you seeing this?
Is that some gray around the mouth area?
No, that, he's got it shaved.
Don't be confused. That's
now
that's,
now he even with looks a beard.com like a crimp that crimp that.
Gosh.
I love Tiger Woods. Look at him. Look at him partying, hitting
what
the ceiling.
What exactly?
What is there's some other folks with some beards. This gentleman has a Coleman.
Gary Coleman with a beard.
Awesome. Tiger Woods has a beard, and I think that's just going to improve his situation. I can't stop looking at this. I got to.
Me either.
Get out of here. Here we go. All right. Tiger Woods has a beard, so I'm excited about that. I hope it improves his game. Hope it brings him back to the Masters. He needs another jacket. He needs it bad.
He's the bearded master.
What do you guys think about Tiger Woods? Is he fully rehabilitated? Is he on?
He was never off. I mean, come on. He still has Does he still have Gatorade?
I don't know. Maybe Gatorade. No.
He's still got his video game. That's all that matters.
Okay. Yeah. He's making probably a slew of cash with that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. His video game's ridiculous.
The new one came out without his picture.
That's true.
On
first time.
So it's just like Tiger Woods 011 or whatever.
Yeah. There's no. He's not on.
But he'll be back. I mean, it's Tiger.
He's been around a long time though, right? Is it the calling card? Is it time for it to go on home or
could be?
Yeah, because I mean it's worked with John Madden.
Well,
I mean Madden's still around.
He might be a video game franchise, but I mean as far as an athlete, a contender,
I think he wants Jack's record.
Yeah,
Jack Nicklaus. Yeah,
I think even if you earn it, they shouldn't give it.
What
to
about
him.
that new young guy? He looks like a Danny Noonan from Caddyshack.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah,
this guy's
the guy that just won.
Yeah, I guess
two heart transplants. This guy.
What?
Two heart transplants.
What is that, Time Lord? Why does he got two hearts?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. This what guy's. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Can't call him heartless.
That was.
He's got heart.
Yeah. Wow. I'm impressed by that. Okay.
Hearts.
All right. That's good news, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Two heart transplants and go out and win a Masters or qualify for the opening.
He won the U.S. Open.
What are you going to do this weekend? I'm going to win the U.S. Open.
Yeah. The golf
stuff before I have a heart transplant.
Yeah. Professional golf is pretty much the lamest professional sport of all time.
What? Are you kidding
me? I'd like to be involved.
That's the one to do.
What?
That's the one to
do. No.
Least commitment for the money.
Yeah, man. You go out there, you wear your sponsor, you hit a little white ball. I'm going golfing Friday.
No. Professional sport that needs to really get a following, noodling.
Yeah.
Noodling. Noodling. You know what noodling is? Yeah, you know what it is.
If this wasn't your studio, I'd ask you to leave. Yeah, I know what noodling is. You ever watch River Monsters?
Noodling is not what you do in your free time. Noodling is River Monsters, and I think it's fantastic.
Really?
Are you
going to do it?
I would do noodling.
Let's do it. I can arrange it.
Could you arrange
it? The Dirty Dean. Yeah. I can arrange it.
Everything happens
you
in the
want
Dirty
to?
Dean.
Why don't you include us in this? What is
I'll
this
tell you
noodling
what.
Business?
I'll tell you
what. Oh, okay. Noodling. You don't know what noodling is.
You don't know what
can
it is.
Can I explain? Can
fantastic.
I explain it?
You sound
absolutely,
surprised.
Sir.
Let me
I'm
explain
a
what
surprised.
Noodling is.
You do live in Brown County.
What noodling is you go catfishing, okay? But you don't use a
with
pole.
With your hand.
With your hand.
I got you. Okay.
We can go to the old Super K up the road here, and I think there's actually another Pele. I can't remember the name of it. There's another Pele.
TJ's. Yeah.
I bet they'll let you get in the old pond after you paid your fee and reach in there and pull out a shovel head.
Yeah, with my hand?
Yeah.
Kind of dangerous a little bit.
I'm scared to death.
Yeah, you want to do it?
I would do that.
You want to do it?
What?
Come on, Rambo.
You're being very persistent.
Wow,
I'm telling you, I would do it. I would noodle.
What's an on-air commitment?
I'm just thinking it would be multimedia gold.
Yeah.
Have a video of you
noodling. Out there in my fleece pajama pants?
Yeah.
Noodling.
With the visor on?
Yeah, with my visor, noodling.
He'll grab a turtle and freak out.
Yeah.
The turtle will grab him.
Yeah, it'd be intense.
Yeah. Elbow deep in a catfish.
Oh, my God.
60-pounder.
Yeah.
I got the fat cat. Come on, get on my arm. He found old grandpa. Oh, yeah, gosh.
The original catfish. Yeah. Oh, man. So what's going on with you guys? It's a tense show. We've been at this thing for a while. What do you think? Are you loving this show? Are you loving being a part of this?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part? What do you love most about being a part of Streaming Underground?
Showing up.
Okay. Well, that's what we enjoy that too. So that's good.
Let me just tell you, if Streaming Underground was a woman and I was single and it was good looking, I'd propose.
And it got weird.
No. And we're done.
Nothing weird about that at all. Yeah. Thank you for your honesty. I don't have any crickets. I don't know where whatever.
Jiminy
what I have
crickets.
No,
that came from the heart.
Fire
you know,
lobster.
Say what you will.
Oh, yeah.
You know what my favorite part is?
What?
Sitting right here next door to Scott Trent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's sweet.
There it
that's
is.
Sweet.
It's not weird at all.
Yeah.
No.
Now, Dan, you've been on the show a handful of times. You're also our social media director.
Yes.
Thanks for all your hard work. I want to officially say thank you for all the effort you put in to make the show great. What do you love about the SU?
I like it's the where it's going. Like, there's going to be a whole SU-verse.
Yeah?
The whole, the SU-universe.
Yeah, the SU-universe.
The SU-universe.
SU-universe.
Trademark. The SU-universe, man.
SU-universe. That's ours, trademark.
That's what she said.
The SU-universe. I'm pretty excited about where it's going to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. A tenth show, we can't be stopped.
Yeah.
No.
If we get a lot of feedback from our listeners, man, I think we're going to... We're going to go bold new places.
That's the thing about people is there's not – I don't know what people's problem is. Like, you put together a decent show, we get a lot of listeners, but the feedback's slim. I don't understand that.
Well, right now it's rough. You know, it's summertime. People are out and about. That's the thing.
Doing stuff.
You know.
People are busy.
The guys at the Iron Fish Gym, they wanna hook up with the SU-universe.
Yeah.
Yep.
Have a little
got some
cross
fans.
Promotion. Some
got some fans.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. It's a good show. Thank you, Iron Fish Gym.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I'd like to know more about how you got your name, but that sounds
like, do you really want to learn?
Punch you in the face.
Do you really want to learn how they got the?
I think O'Rourke does. Half Sleeve Johnson.
Half Sleeve.
Actually, Half Sleeve.
I'll fight him.
Half Sleeve's got a big announcement tonight. He has actually agreed to, and I really appreciate your heart on this, man.
Oh,
this
here we
go.
He's actually agreed to spar with one of the guys at the Iron Fist Gym.
Oh, man.
And let's record it. Yeah. Wow. So we're going to be going down. Half Sleeve's going to be sparring. Dan is working hard to set up this date. So big announcement on our 10th show. Half Sleeve Johnson in the ring.
Beat me to death.
No, get off of my hair.
It's just a spar. It's just a it's spar. Just
light sparring.
Light sparring. You'll
sparring
be fine.
Hurts, dude.
Yeah, helmets, no.
You'll wear headgear and a mouthpiece.
I know firsthand that
yeah,
Mike, you've got experience sparring.
Black muscle shirt.
Yeah.
In middle of streets. So you've got experience sparring.
I can see you now. All right, we're going to do a light spar. He pulls a knife. He's
right.
Like, this is how I spar.
This is how I spar in prison.
Yeah.
Come on.
Shank Compton.
Yeah. Gary, grab him.
I think
where'd
first,
he come from?
You need to wear Kalen's tank top.
Yeah.
I wish I could have seen this tank top.
You didn't
want to see this tank top.
It was disappointing.
Is there a picture of it?
Well,
no, it's not on here. We didn't get it on here.
We didn't get a full frontal?
It was tragic. Whoa.
Wow.
What kind of show you think we're running here, Lee?
Come on,
Lee. Lee Dumford.
This guy's just a ball of hopes and dreams.
He's like school on Sunday, no class.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Wow.
Nice.
That is terrible.
So, yeah, we're going to be working out a partnership with the Iron Fist Gym down in
Maysville,
Kentucky. And old Half Sleeve's going to get in the ring and do a little light sparring and see what's up. So it'll be a feature segment for him and get him a little FaceTime.
For the five in attendance
and the
three watching around the world.
It's going to be
ladies
great.
And gentlemen.
That's right.
Ooh. Let's get ready to rumble.
Ashley Johnson.
Ashley was Facebooking himself.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, he just did like a MySpace kind of in the mirror with cleavage.
Hey.
It was delicious.
This guy's
all right.
Navel shot.
Ashley, are you ready for your big sparring match?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes!
That's the spirit.
He's got the picture.
There we go.
Here's the thing. I made all that up, and he just agreed to it.
Yes!
Yes!
Okay, so we're going to
be on tape.
So we will officially be working on that partnership. I'd say what I love most about this was it started off just as a dream, just an idea of getting some guys together, you know, talking and recording a show. And my thought was, if nothing else.
That's a horrible picture.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, sweet Windows phone.
Yeah.
Shakes. I'm trying to take a photo. Nothing else, if we could record ourselves and one day, you know, you know, our children or someone come across it, would be great. So I appreciate, you know, being here with you guys and having a great time. And love you all so much. Thank you. Thank you. Are you taking photos in the
studio?
Wow. That's a flash right there. Good grief.
Somebody's got a new phone.
I look good. I think I look good in that. Upload that to the Facebook page.
All right, well, I'm gonna do it for all of us.
You look like you're calling bingo. That's what you're
yeah.
And we got number 62.
I-22. I-22.
Jimmy Buffett night.
Bingo!
Yeah.
Bingo!
Bingo.
The fella in the bingo.
Here we
did
go.
You get bingo? No, bingo, I crooped my pants. Crooped my pants?
If you can pull your oxygen tank to the front, sir, we'll gladly give you the prize.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we should prank call somebody.
Yeah? Who? This is our 10th show. We can do whatever we want. Nothing planned, nothing scripted.
Why don't we call the t-shirt winner?
Yes.
You want to?
Yeah.
Let's do it. You got her number? Hold on. Give it here. I'll call her right now.
You're not going to prank her, are you? You're just going to congratulate her, or are we going to prank her?
Well, I mean, she's not going to be expecting it. So.
No. Well, either way.
Hold on a second.
Let's make this happen.
Yeah. Okay, give me a second.
Come on. Give me the number.
B squared.
Time is money.
Peak time is money.
Oh.
Congratulations.
You don't have her number, do you?
You've been chosen.
From all of us.
Wow.
Streaming Underground.
Did you just suggest something on air that we do? Hey, here's a fantastic idea of which I cannot provide you any tools to make it happen.
Really? Because I don't deliver?
What's the number?
Okay. Dreams. Here it is. Get ready.
Okay.
It's loading. Wait, I don't want to give this out here.
Oh, okay.
Boop, boop,
nice.
Boop, boop.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Trying to trick me into giving my phone number out over air.
That's right. You almost fell for it, too.
539-7544. 539-867-539.
All right, shh, listen up. Here we go.
Here we go.
Please enjoy the music while your party is
leaving. Oh, this might be good.
What?
What is that? You are more than... That's something that's... That's 10th Avenue North.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. She loves the Lord.
Oh, wow.
Good idea.
Guess what? You just lost the t-shirt.
I'm going to leave her voicemail.
Do it. Leave her voicemail.
Call us back now. At the tone,
please record your message. Brandy, a.k.a. Wonder Woman.
Brandy Bricker.
Bricker. Don't even know her.
We need your last
Brandy Bricker.
Brandy Bricker. You need to call me back in the next, well, I don't know, 15 minutes. If you want to win a t-shirt from Five Finger Tees, this is the guys from Streaming Underground. You've been selected as our winner for our contest on Upload a Picture with You and a Superhero. That's right, Brandy Bricker. You have won a t-shirt from Five Finger Tees. You have 15 minutes to call us back. If not, we'll just have to give it to you later. So you've been selected. Call us back. Ta-ta. There we go. So hopefully she calls us back. I don't know. Oh,
that, that was the road to nowhere.
Here comes the prank phone call now.
Here we go.
Oh,
prank
man.
Phone call. Does this go to? Does it have speakerphone on it? This relic of a phone you have?
Yeah, it has.
Does it have kerosene in it?
Okay.
It has speakerphone and seven different options.
But I need to call him on. I need to *67 this guy, right?
Nah.
Yeah, *67.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
did you *67, Brandy?
No.
Okay,
good.
Why?
Because I was gonna say it'd be sick. Call me back.
Yeah.
They blocked their number.
I don't have the number. It was blocked. Now I'll never get a t-shirt.
This is garbage.
All right, here we go.
I hate you, Streaming Underground.
You ruined Christmas.
All right, Dan, you take the lead on this one.
What am I doing?
You're taking the lead.
They can't hear him
through your microphone.
Yeah.
Wow. Captain Technology over there.
It's been a long day.
Visor.
Wow. This is... Over two.
This is awesome.
He's not going to answer. It's Mark Private. You know he's
not.
He ain't in the game.
Who are we calling?
Junior Lang.
See, trying to get a hold of Junior Lang.
Oh.
Come on. That's Bush League.
Just wrong. Throw it.
Bush.
Just throw it.
Yeah.
The ground. I threw it on the ground.
That's right. That ain't my. Oh, hey. Hello, you're on the air with the guys from Streaming Underground.
Hi, this is Brandy.
Brandy!
Oh,
hey.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey, Brandy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, loving it. Hey, thanks for calling us back. We've selected you as a winner for our contest.
Sweet.
Yeah. Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am.
Hey, listen, great news about the t-shirt. It's free. The only catch, though, is shipping and handling is $10 and then $5 to ship it. Tell Dan to pay it.
Dan
was in the dirty Dean. He had to pay three tolls just to get here.
Yeah.
He can't afford it. Oh, my gosh.
Deep pockets.
Hey, listen, we wanted you to know we really appreciate it. You went above and beyond for your pitcher. Fantastic. We love Wonder Woman, so nice job. So
well, thank you.
Yeah, what are you going to do with your t-shirt? Are you going to wear it out to a big event?
I'm going
to
throw it in the fire.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, here's what you got to do. Just Dan's going to work on getting your information, and you just need to head over to fivefingertees.com and just select the t-shirt that you want, pick your favorite, and we'll then have that shipped to you as soon as possible.
Okay.
About awesome. Great.
Six to 8 months.
Yeah, about 6 to 8 months. So it should be here roughly Christmas time.
Hopefully you get the long sleeve.
Yeah, we'll have it there to you, whatever they have on clearance. So, hey, listen, you're a fantastic fan. We love you so much. Thanks for listening. And you're going to want to make sure you download episode number 10 to hear your pretty little voice.
All right, well, thank you.
All right, have a great night.
Congrats.
See you
later.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you. That's right. Yeah. That was so cool that she called us back. You know, she saw that number and she goes, I'm just going to wait and see if it's a. I'll listen to the voicemail first.
Yeah.
And then, oh my gosh, I want a t-shirt.
Yeah. Brandy, were you
screening
your
calls? She's up like in Troy or something. That's where she's up from.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Up north.
That worked out well.
Yeah.
Old Junior Lang. That's a shame he wouldn't answer his phone.
Way to go, Jason.
Let's see here.
Slacker.
Nice, dude. It's a shame we couldn't get him on here. Because my thing is, if I call him from my phone, you think he's got my number?
Who?
Junior Lang?
Junior, don't lose my number.
That's a weird song.
He definitely doesn't have his.
Hey, yeah, he definitely doesn't have old Danny Max. Yeah, Danny Max, you called Junior Lang.
All right, I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, perfect.
That's all right.
All right,
I'm all for a little anarchy.
Okay.
Anarchy.
You need to do about, you're calling back about a job application.
This
all right,
is,
Star 6-7?
This
seven?
Is Ben Zimmer.
No,
he's
Star
good.
Six,
he won't. He won't.
This is Ben Zimmer from the Brown County Waste Department. I was just calling to say I was tired of your crap.
All right, what am I calling this guy for? What is it?
What about it's 10 o'clock our time in the studio, so what are we calling him for? Reviewing job applications, looking for...
Or to keep his dog out of your yard.
Relocate.
How about the stove in his front yard for sale?
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah, yeah.
The stove in his front yard
yeah,
for sale.
Yeah, you're up in Beacon Hill, right?
At the end of his drive.
You're up in Beacon Hill, right?
You got that range. Stove? You got that range.
Yeah, you got that range for sale.
You got
the blue house right up there in Beacon Hill.
Blue house.
The blue house. All right, I want to buy that stove.
He's got the gas burner.
You're going to have to give me the number.
Type in the number, Dumford. Here we go. All right, so what we're about to do here, ladies and gentlemen, for our 10 shows, we're going to have a little fun here in the studio. Listen, we had nothing scripted, nothing planned tonight, just the flow of five beautiful minds. Well, I mean, you're always prepared,
I've
though,
got
Mr. Trent.
Oodles.
Oodles?
Oodles of
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get this number programmed. We're going to go ahead and switch gears. We'll head over to Mr. Scott Trent and see what he's got. Are we going? Are we on?
We're going. We're live.
Okay.
We're live.
Shh.
He's going to ask his wife first.
Is that stove outside?
Can I answer this?
No one wants to answer the phone.
It's 10 o'clock.
He don't have anything
I want a stove.
Do.
I want a range. I want to know the
hood.
BTUs.
Well, leave a message.
Yeah, definitely leave a message.
Voice message system. Okay. Nine,
say,
three,
call me back.
Seven,
or I'm going to keep calling
one,
you
three,
if you don't call me back.
One, four, zero, two.
I will get hateful.
At the tone. Record your message.
You want to snap a turtle?
Come on. What is this, Giggle Shack? Come on, I got to hold it together. I got to be Van Damme right now.
Van Damme.
Yes, sir. I was calling about the range in your front yard there in Beacon Hill. I was interested in that. I just wondered about the BTUs. Is that gas or electric? If you would, give me a call back because I'm eating out of 10 cans over a Bic lighter. So if you would give me a call back, thank you. My name's Dan. Bye.
Nice. He's definitely not going to call back.
Yeah, he probably will call back.
Yeah.
Should I unmute my phone in case he calls back?
Can I just say that I text him a while back before we got to be better friends?
Yeah.
I text him some stuff, and he got really crazy angry about it.
That's the best part.
I'll get inside your face.
That's good stuff.
I'm watching you through your window.
I think that was the same night you decided to harass me via.
Yeah. Mike totally flipped out.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I don't handle that business too well.
I got time for games.
I got time for reels. All right, Mr. Trent, what do you got for us, bruh?
Who's had a bad experience with BMV?
The BMV? Everybody in this room.
Oh man,
tell me about
especially
it.
Georgetown.
The Georgetown?
Georgetown. Oh, I think bad. You guys
old
all know
Scooter
the guy.
Pie up there?
You
Scooter Pie?
The guy.
Yeah.
Scooter Pie.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Yeah. Sir.
No, I'm not.
Don't come at me with
that
attitude.
You think I'm talking about the Bureau of Motor Vehicles? I'm not.
Oh.
I'm talking about a breast milk vandal.
Oh,
what?
I heard about this.
Okay, then you've taken us down a very heinous path, sir.
This is news. This is legit. So,
did you say nude?
This is nude. It's legit.
Nude.
If it ain't naked, it ain't news.
No.
She has to be naked to be a breast milk vandal.
Okay, lay it on us. Lay it
partially.
On us.
Partially.
So this woman.
Lisa Nurple.
Lisa Nurple.
Wow.
Hold it together.
Van Dam.
Columbus area in okay. Ohio, of all places. She goes to reception. She gets completely hammered. Okay, just completely hammered.
I heard about this.
And she
is this a love story?
No.
There's
this is
elements
awesome.
Of love
is
in
this
it.
This how you met your
this
wife?
This is awesome.
You're retelling your engagement story.
And then we proposed. She gets in a fight with her husband.
Lisa Nurple.
I think it was like he's dancing with other chicks or something. Who knew? So she gets crazy mad. She starts punching him and attacks him. They end up calling the police on her. So before the cops get there, she goes and locks herself in the car.
Yes.
Like any
that's how you
would.
Solve a
who,
problem.
Who would
you're not
that?
Gonna break my window to get me.
That's
so
right.
So the cops get there and they're like, lady, we need you to get out of the car. We gotta talk to you, blah blah blah. Finally, so fine. She's fine.
Look at these.
She throws the door open and she begins to squirt the cops and the cop car with breast milk.
Dude, I hope she had the decency to say got milk.
Oh,
now you
some
do
sweet, some sweet last words that right before you attack somebody.
Yeah. Now,
gut milk.
While that was going on,
who got the cookies?
Did one of the cops go to the trunk and get out the box of donuts?
Hold still.
When I first saw it says breast milk. Something or a woman attacks cops with breast milk.
And Scott's like,
I like how you remembered breast milk. Everything after that's just shady recollection.
Breast milk.
I remember breast milk
words.
It was, listen, I was on like 700 WLW, their Facebook post or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, surely to goodness, this woman, has like a bottle and she's, squirting it.
Straight from the tap.
Oh, no.
The real deal. Yeah.
She goes cavewoman.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, what do you even do if you're the cop? Like, what do you do with that?
I would have tased her. Tased her in a ta-ta.
What was with your sound effect for breast milk? Sound like Velcro.
If I'm the cop, I'm just going to stand there and applaud.
Yeah.
That's all I could think to do. Yeah, nice job. Well played. Yeah.
That's a new one. Yeah. That's a new one.
That's something you definitely want to keep in your arsenal.
Yeah. This one I thought I saw it all.
Wow. So this is up in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, Delaware, Ohio.
Wow, okay. Is this making national news or just local?
Yeah.
It's
kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. I don't know if you know about this, but it's kind
of
a big deal.
It's going to be the latest craze.
Yeah, it is.
B&B.
When she gets out, can we call her?
Saratoga.
Wow. Yeah, let's get a number for this lady. Wow. Okay, yeah, so...
We'll act like
that's a good story.
We're lawyers, and we want to take on her case.
Yeah.
We got
a
big bowl of Frosted Flakes, and we're all out of milk. Can you help?
How about a Hollywood hero coming to the tri-state for a new movie filming?
Goshen Township.
Thundersteeler!
What?
This guy knows everything over here. He does Lisa Nurple. He does
seen
Goshen.
That. I don't see that already.
Well, I don't know anything about it. Enlighten me, sir.
Think Batman.
Oh, I love Batman.
Okay.
Batman's my hero.
What
you
want me prime
steal
time
a
Hollywood?
More
no. What primetime Hollywood hero played Batman?
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah,
nice.
He was my favorite Batman of all time.
Are you serious?
I will punch you right in the mouth if you say anything otherwise. I'm serious. I'll
Which
come over
Val Kilmer?
You.
He sucks.
Okay. I'll hit you on air.
He is terrible.
You're right. He was totally better at Batman than he was Jim Morrison. Whatever.
Worst Batman ever.
Well played, sir.
Thank you.
You were supposed to say he was terrible. I mean, this is a tense show.
He was the one after Michael Keaton, which I thought was an incredible Batman.
Yeah.
Michael
High
Keaton.
Five.
I like Keaton.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good Batman, dude.
Don't even try.
He's
like the
over
Batman
here, like
on
the...
ecstasy.
That Batman was awesome because he had Jack Nicholson as a Joker.
Yeah, he was cool.
I've been sitting here trying to hold it in. I've been trying to keep my composure.
Why?
I'm going to come over and punch you right in the mouth. I just want to be clear.
Val.
I want to be clear.
Val
Kilmer was the best Batman.
No, he
says otherwise.
George Clooney sucked, let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay, we all agree on this one.
Yeah. Christian Bale.
Val.
Christian's
Val's
good,
a girl's
man.
Name.
Christian Bale.
Awful.
Awful.
Horrible.
How many times
can you talk like this?
It's just awful. It's awful.
Batman, I am the knight.
Yeah.
I am the bat. I'm the bat. I'm the knight.
That's silly talk.
So what?
If I'm here, there can be no party.
That's right.
I got love for you, CB.
I have to be out there. My name's Val.
Who did he fight in that one?
It doesn't matter.
Val Kilmer.
Two-Face? Is about to fight you.
And the Riddler.
That was Val Kilmer?
Yes.
It was an awesome...
Two-Face and...
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones and Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is the Riddler. T. And Poison Ivy by Uma Thurman.
Tube Socks.
Tube Sock and Mr.
Nope.
T.
Uma Thurman was George Clooney.
Just throwing you the wink. Let you know what's up.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, you're winking because you like that George Clooney nipple bat suit. That's what you like.
I thought it was a well-made
suit.
He's
already got his fist clenched.
I'm super angry right now, but I'm going to let it slide because I want to hear more about my boy, VK.
He's making a movie in Goshen Township.
Really? What's he making? What's it about?
I don't know. It's called Seven Below Zero, so it's about something chilly. Cold weather in Goshen. They're filming it in the middle of July and August.
What about DHL? They're filming the Avengers there at the DHL airport in Wilmington.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Man, they're bringing some stuff here.
The airport at the old DHL air hub is actually, it's like Gone Hollywood. They're out there right now getting a hangar ready.
Let's go.
Because
turn
they're
it into a soundstage?
No. They're setting it up, and then they're going to use a CGI aircraft carrier. They're using that in a scene in the movie where they're like building an aircraft carrier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Who's in that?
Everybody. It's going to have... Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man.
Yeah.
As Iron Man?
Yeah, he's going to be Iron Man.
He's one of the Avengers.
He is Iron Man.
I don't know enough comic
Thor. Book. Yeah. Thor's the guy that played Thor. I can't think of his name now.
Nick Fury.
Samuel L. Jackson is Nick Fury. He's going to be in it. Yeah. The Captain America is going to be in it.
There.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
In underpants?
It's going to be legit.
And the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, and the Incredible Hulk is going to be in it. But it's not going to be
Bixby.
Edward Norton. It's going to be... I can't think of the guy's name.
Yeah,
they got a new guy.
Norton's the man.
Yeah, Norton was awesome. As
anything
Banner.
That guy does is phenomenal.
He's
as far as
great,
I'm concerned.
Pretty much.
All right.
So yeah, lots of movies.
Okay, you got anything else for us tonight? That's some pretty hard hitting news, right there.
I kind of do. One last thing.
Okay, one more.
You ever walking with your family and you step in a big pile of doo doo?
That's it. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's happened before. Sure. Okay.
People don't clean up after the dogs, kind of business.
Oh, the dogs. Oh, you're talking about dogs.
Hey, Mister, curb your dog.
Yeah, Mister, curb your dog.
Kind of a follow up from last week.
Okay.
Well, what's going on now is there's a service out there, and there's evidently this DNA pet registry out there.
Oh boy.
So if you've got like, this is mainly for people who live in like HOAs, like, you know, subdivisions where they try to keep it real, you know.
Yeah, keep
or you live in like a, you know, apartment building of some sort and they let their dogs just poo poo everywhere.
No.
So what you can do is you hire these dudes to come up.
Yeah.
And they will start to collect samples from the dogs so they can identify which poo belongs to which dog
and make models.
No, they DNA and they
clay figures.
They analyze the DNA.
Whoa.
This is
another
legitimate service.
Another new Play-Doh kid.
And how much does this cost?
It's like $100. But here's the thing. So you call them out. They build their samples, and then you wait in the bushes, right, for the offender to come.
Oh.
And then you snatch up the poo and you send it to these dudes, and they're like, "Oh, that's the cocker spaniel on the seventh floor."
So you have to.
Well, how do you
snatch the poo, then pull out the dog's hair so they
you
can
know for
DNA
years
not the hair, the poo. Well, there's DNA in poo.
Man, I wish there was.
So
a
the
service.
FBI's after you. Don't poo.
But you have to have a control though, right? For it.
That's what I'm saying. They collect samples first.
Yeah, they come out and clean up all the dog crap that's already there.
Actually, a step further.
But how do it if they don't have a sample from the dog or like some other kind of DNA from the dog? How are they going to know which two match?
Well, I guess what they do is you call them up on any given day, and they'll come out and scope the yard for already existing poop.
Yeah.
And then you call back and say, "Hey, I got a fresh sample for you." And then they match it, and they say, "Well, we've already got a sample here. It belongs to a Cocker Spaniel. Is there a Cocker Spaniel in your building or on your street?" And then you find the offender, and then you shoot the dog.
Well, evidently,
that's how it works.
Dog
right?
DNA dog. Is just like human DNA. Like, it's not like
clearly
one DNA for, like, all Labradors.
Thanks, Beekman's World.
I'm just saying. what they're doing now, apartment buildings, there's already several United States who make you, if you have a dog, if you move in there, part of your lease agreement is you have to submit
a poop sample
for your dog.
Gosh.
So that in case they have some pooping bandits.
You know what?
Do you understand if an apartment complex required me to give a poop sample, do you understand
it.
I would poop right in a bag and give it to him?
Let me go back to the poop locker to see whose DNA fits.
Yeah.
The only thing missing from this is David Caruso putting on his sunglasses going, "I guess this resident really stepped in it this time."
Hey-oh.
Oh, man. You know, this would be a great opportunity just to frame some dogs.
For real.
It'd be a great opportunity for a prank. Dogs.
Yeah.
Just
I'm
going to
grab Snuggles poo-poo.
Yeah, there you go. And then she's going to be arrested.
Whatever.
The dog word's going to show up.
I'd make a friend in the zoo, and I'd be like, I need gorilla poop. I need tiger poop. Yeah. And all of a sudden be like, I don't know what you're
doing. Big elephant dude.
This is like Animal Kingdom.
No, like a just start a scare. Get bobcat.
Well, evidently.
Just start leaving a bobcat droppings all near an elementary school. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do.
Well, there's up to like $1,000 fines in some of these nicer communities.
Oh my gosh!
If you get caught, your dog dropping deuce, and you leave it out, $1,000.
Well, you know, bring it. That's all I can say.
That's why we live in Brown County, folks.
That's right. We have no standards of living. Okay,
so let it poo.
If you step in poo, clean it up.
I seriously passed like 6 dead skunks on the way up here.
Speaking of skunks,
deer carcass.
The two most ignorant skunks hanging out at my house, right by the driveway.
As opposed to smart skunks?
Yeah.
What's
you know, like, how do you know?
No, but listen to this.
Have you seen advanced skunks?
Do they like spray IQ themselves?
Yeah. No, but like I went
out. Got lazy eyes and smoke cigarettes.
He's on a multiplication table.
He sprays a tree
the
and smells
night,
it.
And the skunk just stands there. Doesn't move at all. I pick up a rock. Throw it, beam him right in the head.
You don't do that.
There we
Why
go.
How would you throw a skunk or a rock at a skunk?
Well, I don't want him hanging out beside my house.
Okay.
But you want him to squirt you instead.
Remind me never to come over uninvited.
So I'll throw a rock at you.
Ow!
Get out of here!
Don't hang out beside my house.
If there's a guy getting a frisbee out of your yard,
I'm throwing a rock at him.
Because you're like, I don't want him around here. Wham! He'll
that's
totally
right.
not fight me now.
Get! It's a
DNA test this.
Get on out of here.
Oh, man. That's ridiculous.
I want
man.
A poop sample
skunks.
From you, sir. I don't want to get framed for
my
your duty.
My dog got hit by a skunk one time, and it wrecked my life for like 4 days. That's all I can
tell
you.
Punched in the face?
No, like sprayed right in the face.
That's when you put
them
down.
You use
the dog. Yeah, I agree.
No, that's when
put the old yeller to sleep.
All you need is dishwashing liquid with a degreaser.
Yeah, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Didn't work for me.
Worked for me.
I wish it would have for me, sir.
Worked for me. I will punch you if you say it don't work.
Hey, I'll hit you in the face with a rock. All right, so we're going to be wrapping up tonight's show. We're at 46 minutes strong.
No.
But before we bring tonight's show to a close.
It doesn't seem like it's that long.
Well,
yeah.
So here's what I'm thinking. We need to make a big announcement for a new contest tonight, which is Streaming Underground. Once Streaming Underground wants to come to your house.
Yes.
We want to come get inside your house.
We give you a poop
eat
sample.
Your food.
Tear
eat
up your house.
That's
watch,
right.
Watch your television.
Streaming Underground wants to tape one of our shows in your living room, basement, deck, next to your pool. I don't care.
Wherever. Sit on your couch.
Your garage.
Tacos,
in
or
your
bedroom,
shower.
Anywhere you want. A closet. Yeah. We want to come tape our show. We want to bring the show on the road to your casa.
Yeah.
And we'll be bringing out the entire cast and crew and some friends to throw a gala.
Just like 50.
Who? Throw a shindig?
A shindig.
A gala. A gala, a shindig.
I'm not, I throw rocks.
A good old-fashioned throwdown.
Throwdown.
So what we're going to be doing is on next week's show, we're going to be rolling out the details of this new competition.
Yeah.
And so you need to be doing new.
Competition?
New competition. We're going to be taking a trip to Columbus and visiting one of Scott's friends up there. You know,
me?
Yeah, you got a friend in Columbus.
Okay.
She was just in the... Yeah. She was just in the news.
B&B.
B&B. No, we want to bring our show to your house and tape. Yeah. So we're going to be rolling up the details. So make sure you listen to next week's show, the big 1-1.
Yeah.
So you can get all the details on our new competition. Tuned. Congratulations, Brandy. We are proud of you.
Yeah.
And tonight, no outro music.
What?
No cliche goodbyes.
How about a sing song?
All we want to do here is just simply say, thanks for making our dream come true.
Yeah.
The Big Ten.
Thank you.
I thought there was no goodbye music.
Is that Ray Bolts?
Yeah, it is.
You
Ray
mean Bolts. Old Gay Bolts? Or Ray Bolts?
What do you got to judge? What do you got to judge?
Hey, that's Gay all right. Bolts. That's all right. Maybe next time, Ray. hey, we love you guys so much. Thanks for being huge fans. And as each and every week, we look forward to seeing you next Thursday.
You just call all of our fans fat, by the way.
No, what?
You said thanks to all of our
don't
huge
you mean
fans.
Promise myself I would cry.
We like the thick ones, too. We love you so much. You've been listening to Streaming Underground.
Bye.
See you next week, ladies and germs.